Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you don't have health insurance, have you signed up for coverage yet? Because if you haven't, you have until March 31st to get covered, or you will face a penalty, with some exceptions. We're going to check in right now on two states that are running their own healthcare exchanges. In a few minutes, we'll go to Washington State, where their health plan finder is working relatively well.
But first, things are pretty different across the Columbia River in Oregon.
We know that Oregonians are frustrated. The staff is frustrated. Our contractors are frustrated. Individual citizens are frustrated.
That's Rocky King, director of Cover Oregon, the state's health insurance exchange. And yesterday was not a good day for Mr. King. He had to go before a pair of state legislative panels and explain that the exchange's online enrollment process will likely not be working before the Affordable Care Act's first enrollment period ends on March 31st.
I no longer hope. I've taken that word out of my language. When I see it, I'll believe it. And until that time, I will bring on whatever resources are necessary and do whatever I can to make sure that Oregonians can get coverage.
Well, as of this week, Oregon's insurance exchange has enrolled a whopping zero people. Joining us is Christian Foden-Wenzel, who covers healthcare for Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting. Christian, welcome.
Thanks.
So first of all, I understand that Cover Oregon has had so many problems with its website that it's resorted to asking people to look at paper applications because the online portal is failing. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, basically, they started the 1st of October, and we're very excited here in Oregon about the Affordable Care Act. It passed in the state fully, you know, with both parties. And so they said, oh, yeah, we'll go to the website, and then gradually it just didn't work. People were getting very frustrated going there. They couldn't enroll. And so what they've said now basically is, forget the website. Just go to paper. You know, there's a 20-page application. You can click on the website and download it. You fill it out either electronically or on paper, and then you just send it back to them via snail mail, or you can send it back online. They can also fax it, but Cover Oregon only has one fax machine, so yeah.
One fax machine. Okay, so I understand that the website is supposed to be up and running sometime before the end of the year, but is that going to leave people enough time to meet a January 1st sign-up deadline that's coming, you know, fast and furious?
Yeah, it's not. Basically, Oracle, who has set this up for Oregon, has said that, you know, we hope to get it maybe December 7th, December 16th, but the deadline is December 4th. So in order with the paper applications to get it processed by that January, you have to have it in December 4th, which means just basically what I said before, they're saying, you know, don't worry about the website. The important thing is to get insurance. So just do it the old-fashioned paper way.
Right. So, Christian, you mentioned Oracle, and that is the software company that is running or helping to run the exchange's website there in Oregon and basically has botched it up. And I see that Cover Oregon is $1.7 million over budget, and it plans on withholding 5% of the payment due to Oracle because of that. Do they know why the system is not working?
Yeah, they've got a couple of ideas, and obviously the feds have had their problems, so we're kind of on the piggyback of that. But really, Oregon's, it's an eligibility issue. So here we were so excited about the exchange that we made it much more complicated. Not only can you get, we'll eventually be able to get tax deference and single individual insurance, but also we have the Oregon Health Plan, which is Oregon's version of Medicaid, and a Healthy Kids Initiative. So they kind of made this one-stop shop for insurance, and they just made it way too complicated. And what they're telling me is that we put in scenarios and families, and most of the time it goes through, and that's okay. But, you know, 20% go wrong. And so we can't switch it on with that 20% going wrong. So eventually, even they told me what we're going to end up doing is you're going to get one of three decisions, a yes, a no, or call us and give us more information still. And this is after a 20-page application. So.
Well, in the last couple seconds that you and I have, Christian, Oregon has, as you mentioned, fully embraced the Affordable Care Act. Governor John Kitzhaber himself is a former emergency room physician, and the state, as you mentioned, has launched in the past several innovative health insurance experiments. So this is a painful irony that so far they've been able to enroll zero people in the new exchange. How is that sitting with Oregonians?
Yeah, it's not sitting well. But I think a lot of people understand that, hey, this is about getting insurance. It's not really about a website. So that's what the state's message has been. Forget the website. Just do it on paper. And if you do it by December 4th, you'll get insurance by January 1st. And I've got to tell you, a lot of people who are looking for insurance are very excited about that. The worry is the young invincibles who try the website. It doesn't work. Well, I'll forget it. I won't join. And that kind of weakens the pool of people who you can get insurance for and makes it more expensive.
Christian Foden-Wenzel covers healthcare for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Christian, thank you so much.
Thank you.